Hey everyone, Malin here. I secretly listen to your podcast. Let's be honest, you guys are too crazy for me to just listen to you on my break at work.
Oh, we're headphones.
That makes sense.
I'm a gynecologist, so I might get nerdy about something I've heard Charles express, and it's called vaginal atrophy.
What's a gynecologist?
When the
girl doctor.
Oh.
They're about to explain the transformation.
When the vaginal walls thin, dry, inflamed, poor muscle contraction. The man has no feeling when having sex with their partner. It's caused by an array of factors, mainly menopause or pregnancy. Some women are born with conditions that affect the strength of connective tissues. So, ladies, it is true that a man can have sex with you and feel no sexual pleasure to where he can't, or it takes a very long, unpleasurable time to ejaculate. My question to the woman is, what would you do if that was you?
Okay, so just to be clear.
Like, if we had vaginal atrophy?
Okay, so just to be clear, they're agreeing with me that a man can have sex with a woman and not feel anything.
Yes, they
okay, well, first off, I'm putting my cape on again. secondly...
Where'd you get that cape?
Home Depot. secondly, I would love for the women to answer this question. Love for the women to answer. Because since my first apartment, all these women have been saying that this isn't true. So...
Who said it wasn't true?
Well, not you. You didn't say that. You didn't say that. But definitely every woman that's been on the podcast has always said that's not true. That a man feels something when he's having sex with a woman. And I've always said that there are men that don't feel anything. So I would love to know her the answer to her last question. If you want to repeat it, that'd be great.
So, like, what can you fix it?
No, how would you feel? What would you do?
Do like a vaginal mesh.
Isn't there like a, what's the other one? Rejuvenation or something like that?
Vaginal rejuvenation.
That's like, not at a med spa, though. Is that actually a medical thing?
It's a thing. It's a surgery.
That's what I said.
So, is there a way to fix it? Because I would fix it.
Yeah, I would fix it.
I would. Be like, okay, tighten her up and let's see what we can do here.
Have pleasure having sex with me anymore, and there was a way for me to
like
rejuvenate my vagina. Yeah,
that's expensive. Yeah. That sounds expensive.
Yeah, but I would do it if that's for like
so that he doesn't go off and have sex with a bunch of other fucking people. Yeah.
Wait, but
stay with me, my vagina.
I want to move on, but I want to keep asking.
I'm with Jessica on this one.
Wait, so just to be clear, you would question, what if that doesn't work? What if that doesn't work?
I mean, use more lube and then, you know, have fun with toys. That's no food, right?
Yeah, sure.
It's a great lie, the greatest lie ever.
Fun with toys is already fun.
Go ahead. Next one, Jessica.
I hate going on dates. Because of expectations of sex and not wanting to feel like, oh, I have to have sex on this specific time or he won't just talk to me anymore. That was an end quote. Dating just gives me anxiety and I'm trying to learn how to be better at it. Also, Charles, how are you not a therapist or at minimum a counselor who gives advice to people?
Oh, no.
You're literally doing what you say not to do.
It's terrible. Who's
taking Charles' advice?
He's already ordained, and nobody wants him to do that.
So, because I didn't hear what.
Oh my god!
Charles.
Yeah, dating sucks. Everybody here agrees. Dating sucks.
Yes. Yeah.
And Charles is not a therapist because no one would actually pay for his advice.
I see what they're saying, though. He's saying therapy's bullshit, but here he is giving therapy online
to
everybody.
That is true. You are literally doing what
you're
saying.
I'm life coaching.
Oh, boy.
It's even worse.
You don't have to have sex at any specific time. And if he won't talk to you anymore, he's a dick.
That's not true. He's not a dick. If he doesn't want to talk to you, then basically you know what it is. Like this, like
he's just not that into you. Read.
Can I say something? Why is it the end all be all for like?
Because that's the fact. He'll sleep with you, but he's not going to further it because he's not into you. He wants
sex. No, there are plenty of guys. There are plenty of guys who like a girl, but they're not going to wait forever for this girl. Like, there are plenty of other girls out there who are just like her and nice,
exactly,
and will sleep with them an appropriate amount of time.
Just not into them.
Not an appropriate amount.
Yeah, you are into them, but they are making it hard because they don't want.
But if it's someone that you were really like into and like, okay, I could see a marriage with this person, you're gonna stick it out.
Yeah. You're not gonna wait forever.
You think,
but
you
wait
think
for a little bit of time.
I'm not saying that wait a year. But like, if they wanna wait a few weeks, you and you really like that person and you could see
a
marriage.
Weeks,
like,
a few weeks.
Or whatever it is.
The line. I was like, I'm not ready for this yet. And you know what he said? Well, I'm not gonna wait forever, but we can wait a month or two, a couple of months.
To lay it down.
That's a good. Oh.
Yeah.
Jessica,
for the sexy time.
Jessica just did fingers in holes. Next. Okay. Next.
Just be upfront with what you want.
Her without her baby, you she is just crazy.
Charles, you won't believe this.
Okay.
Alright, sorry. Charles, you won't believe this, but like a year and a half ago, I heard your thoughts on men going overseas to find love.
Oh, Lord.
And maybe 9 months ago, on a whim, I traveled to Thailand. No, you did what Jamal said, and you traveled. I traveled to Thailand.
You did.
And Cambodia, and you were right. These women are 1,000 miles better than American women. They got nice to me. They're respectful. They don't make me feel like a predator or an ugly human being. Now, I'm trying to control my urges of sleeping around since I've discovered all of this attention. But I'm definitely recommending this to all of my friends. I'm going to find my love and finally build a life together. Thank you so much for your podcast, your advice, and those changed my life.
Aw, glad he could help.
Jessica's wild. Because she laughed throughout the whole question and the comment. And then secondly, I'm looking over at Pri. Pri's like, ooh.
Bro, it's the places that he went. Cambodia and Thailand. We know what they're known for. Come on now.
Well, not Cambodia, but
yes,
definitely Thailand.
Bro, you can go over there with $100 and buy a village.
That's true.
Let's be realistic.
Wait,
now.
That goes to the past podcast where I said income.
It matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Income matters.
Little off topic, but it's relatable. I saw a post on Twitter 2 days ago where someone said, it was a girl, she made a post and she said, you guys are really going to Colombia and Thailand to get prostitutes. Like, Americans don't have prostitutes right here. And a guy commented right under and he said, yeah, but American prostitutes seem to not understand that they're prostitutes. And that makes me think that, I mean, he's right. He's absolutely right. Like, the type of prostitutes that we have nowadays, if you're not walking the street, you don't think that you're a prostitute. If you're selling it online, if you have a website as a call girl, if you have a Craigslist post, you know, if you've got whatever, you think that because you have a certain presentation that you're not a whore is a whore. Like, a rose by another name. If you're selling it, you're selling it. In those countries, it's viewed differently. So, you know, and in those countries, women are raised to appreciate
men differently
than is in this country. So, but that comes with its own set of problems also. So, you have a woman you have a woman that's super traditional. Cool. You think that that's great. That's all you want, right? But then you get her over here. You got to take care of her family. She's completely 100% dependent on you. You don't have a partner, per se. You have a subordinate.
Okay, so just to be clear, that's not necessarily the case. If I was to go to Nigeria right now.
I didn't say Nigeria. Cambodia, Colombia, Thailand. It's a specific type of place.
Okay.
I'm not talking about women that are just raised traditionally like African countries or some Latin American countries.
Go ahead, Jamal.
I'm not saying that the majority of people that happens to. That's probably true. But there are people that get together with people from poorer countries that come over here, they get work because they don't want to be... They want to take care of their partner, but they don't want to be fully dependent, even though they probably do make less.
Yeah.
And then they get married and they become citizens and do it that way. But...
It is a bit transactional.
You also have to take into account, we have to look at the statistics of the divorce rate of that particular type of woman as opposed to the type of woman that is completely dependent on her husband. Because if you come over here and you establish yourself, you're not going to stay in that uber traditional role because you're going to be a little bit more Americanized. You're working.
I don't agree.
I didn't say you're going to be American, but you're not just staying at home. You're not just... You're gonna adapt more into this culture because you're doing more like it. If she was still in her country, she's not working. She's staying home. It's not a problem with being dependent on her husband because the men over there are raised to take care of home. The women are raised to be in the home and be domestic. When you get over here, it's a little bit different dynamic, so they have to adapt to that.
Yeah, but what about like the Filipino culture? Like, that's a poorer country, but when they come over here, they stay around their community. There's Filipino communities in America, and so they find a community, and they stay with their traditions and their culture, and in their culture, you spend a couple months, 5 months or 3 months?
Six
months.
When you get married.
6 months you spend time with somebody romantically.
Oh, that's their courtship period?
Yeah. And then you get married and you fall in love later. Like, that is their culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's okay to assume that this guy is going over there and just banging a bunch of whores.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And why not?
He might be meeting some genuine women that... might take care of him. And sure, in the long run, there is a possibility that they might find their own way and divorce him once they get what they want out of it. Or they might spend all of his money trying to support their family over there. But there is a chance.
That's how I'm saying that there's a gamble that you take with that.
Every
situation has pros and cons.
Last word, I do agree that you might have to send money here and there to the fam. I do agree with that because in Nigeria it's the same way. But, you know, bro, I am proud of you. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody. Everybody, men need to go overseas and not date American women.
Wow.
Bam. The next one, we got a couple. Oh, you know what? We don't got a couple. We're going to do two more because the battery's running low. all right. I live in Lucas, Ohio. Lucas, Ohio.
Where is that?
I don't know. It's a very small town with one stoplight.
Oops.
Something Charles said resonated with me deeply. The mistakes you make as a young person will affect you as an old person. That is so true. In my younger days, from high school to my late 30s, I was a hoe. I slept around a lot. I'm 44 now, and no man in this town wants to date me or marry me. We get it, Jamal. Travel and get dick. I hear you. I've never had a real relationship, and obviously... It's because the men in my town and probably surrounding areas know I've slept around all these years. Even finding a job, some of the hiring managers will look down on me. If I do get the job, the coworkers that I have look down on me. I could blame men or I could take responsibility for the things I did. I tell young girls every day to stop behaving slutty, but I just wanted to say it hit hard when I heard it, and doing my best to live a more fruitful life, hoping someone will see that.
Get the fuck out of that town.
Please move away from a small town if you want to change.
Yeah.
But also, I want to commend you for taking responsibility for maybe not making great choices, because so many women don't do that.
We're allergic to accountability.
Yeah, listen, the way that, because it does, when you realize your behaviors are the things not, where you're not getting what you want out of life, it's like, what the, damn, like, what the fuck? Like, it's hard to swallow. Like,
really,
and so many women just victimize, well, he shouldn't think of me that way. They shouldn't think of me that way. And turning around to think of, well, how am I perceived, like, how am I exuding myself? How are people, I don't even know if that's the fucking word I should use.
No,
that's
the word exuding.
But, like, how are people viewing me based on how I'm acting? And that's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. But,
get out of
but
here.
Yeah,
get
move.
Out of, yeah.
We I just Googled, like,
I feel like some people think they're stuck, but you might take a hit. You might have, like, a bad couple years before you establish yourself someplace else. But if you feel like you're, like, the villain in the town you grew up in, get the fuck out of there.
Let me just say something, though, real quick. I was in Mansfield for a short period of time, and a lot of the people do stay there because of, one, they have an issue being in big cities. They also, all their family is there, so they stay there. Their roots are there, so they stay there, whether it's a small town or not. And, you know what I mean? Like, there are reasons why people stay in these towns versus why, you know, not there's not a huge majority of people moving out.
I get all of that, yeah. But you're not growing as a person.
You're not. You're right.
I think some of it, though, is, like, because we just looked. This place is, like, an hour from here,
yeah,
it's
south from Mansfield.
Yeah, it's like a little away from Mansfield. So it's like in the middle of nowhere. Cost of living in a town like that versus like Columbus or Dayton or anything like that, it's almost double here what it is in like Mansfield or other towns like that.
She can move to another small town.
You can to another small town.
Well, that's
be
what I'm saying.
Nobody and start from scratch.
But the opportunity doesn't like, I don't know. Like, I feel like people don't always see the opportunity. So my advice, because I agree with Jamal, save up some money over the next year or two and get the fuck out of there.
Well, you're 44 now. Yeah. I don't know how much you should have some money saved up a little bit at least. Let's just say, listen, I appreciate you actually taking accountability. I would date you, you know?
He's getting married though, so I'm sorry.
Don't get your hopes up.
Since Jessica has her hands full, maybe she can read, maybe she can't.
You
we'll see.
You gotta send it though, I don't have it.
Oh.
Full send.
Okay. I've been dating my boyfriend for a year and a half. He has a son with another woman. I love him, I love his son, but his son seems slightly like a sexual deviant, or is becoming a sexual deviant. Whenever I go in the shower, he likes to come in there and sit and watch. If I'm changing, he likes to come in. He's on Instagram and he follows very scantily clad women. He's only 13 years old.
Oh, he's at that.
And
age.
I don't know where he gets it from. I've talked to his dad about it, but his dad hasn't really said much to him about it. I'm in a headspace that I should probably break up with him until something changes, because this is inappropriate and I don't know how to deal with it. I thought about talking with the young man, but I don't know how that would
work. I'm sorry, you're letting him come into the bathroom while you're showering?
And watch you change.
Well,
lock the fucking door.
Letting though, I don't know, letting is the is a
lock
word.
The bathroom door when you're
at the bedroom
the
door. He's 13. Come on now.
Like,
he's not a toddler. He knows.
Right now you are exposing yourself to a minor. And you can get in legal trouble.
I also think...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I agree
lock
that...
the bathroom door.
Boundaries need to be set. I wouldn't let my boyfriend's kid watch me shower.
No.
That's really weird.
Like, well, maybe she's not... Okay, I can't say anything because... But
and
I don't
he's
think
watching
he,
her get changed. Like, come on.
Like, if he comes around when those things are happening, but he's not interested, like, if he's not sitting there talking to you for 20 minutes before that, he's only showing up.
Watching you.
I do though think it's like for the dad to not be alarmed at that, or like to not step in and like set a boundary. Like, that's something that I feel like him and his mom need to come together and set boundaries.
I will agree,
like,
that is a bit weird.
The
dad's not saying anything.
Like, that's
I mean, I feel like some dads might not do anything because they're like, oh, glad my kid's not gay.
Yeah, you know? That's
and
toxic,
some weird, it is toxic, but I'm just, like, I'm looking at it from a different point of view. Like, that might be why the dad's not doing anything, but boundaries need to be set.
Yeah.
And if they're not set and you're uncomfortable, then yeah, fucking leave. That sucks. That.
Not a sexual deviant.
Yeah, is it? I mean, also, like, he's 13 and you have boobs. So,
yeah, I feel like it's not as much on the kid as it is the adult involved. Like, he's a 13-year-old getting exposed to things he likes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what's wrong because the adults aren't saying it's wrong.
Yeah.
So this is definitely on the adults, all of the, including you, including all the adults in this situation.
Also, question, like, have you spoken to the kid and been like, dude, you can't be in here? Is the kid on the spectrum and, like, can't? Is that why you're...
No, she would have said that. I think she would have said that. I think personally, he...
I think he's a 13-year-old boy who wants to look at boobs.
Yeah, right? I agree.
And you are letting him look at yours. Stop it.
Maybe, because maybe she feels weird saying, hey, get the fuck out of
but
here.
But you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
To a 5-year-old.
I was gonna say I will be using the bathroom at when I watch my niece and nephew, and like a 2-year-old coming in, fine, you can sit in here, whatever. Talking. But like my nephew who's 5 and comes in, I need you to give me some privacy, please. Like that's what I say. Well, mommy lets me in here. That's great for your mom, but I need some privacy. Give me 2 seconds, I'll be out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I agree. Go ahead. Next one, Jessica.
I'm one of those guys, but I feel me being one of the guys makes it to where the guys don't see me sexual and it hurts my dating options.
What?
I'm assuming it's
a lady. Oh, it's a girl who's one of the guys. Yeah. I get it now.
So she wants to mess with
me. I'm not good at makeup, and my wardrobe's a hoodie and jeans, but the jeans are tight. I decay. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Really.
I'm just trying to understand if guys like the tomboy type of chick. I think that if you're one of the guys, and you're hanging out with your guy friends that you've been friends with for years, they... Oh, I don't know, though, because...
I'm waiting for you as I'm waiting.
Charles is just about to say that they are waiting for the chance to hump you. I'm going to say you're a guy friend to them, and you should try to find friends of friends.
Why are you trying to sleep around in your friend group? That's just going to create drama.
I don't know. I think guys like the tomboy type.
Well, let's just be clear. She didn't say her friend group.
She said the guys don't see me as, they only see me as a guy. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, but I'm one of the guys, but I feel like me being one of the guys. Like, she's not talking about she has a group of guy friends that she's, hanging around. She's just saying I'm
general.
Yeah, in general.
I think if you are going out to the club for a night, don't wear jeans and a hoodie.
I've seen girls do that at the club, at the bar.
If you want as male attention from guys at the bar, wearing a hoodie isn't gonna get that for you. Stick out your boobs.
I think the majority of men, like some men like the tomboy thing.
For sure.
That's cool. But I think the majority of men are just naturally attracted to feminine qualities. So if you're going to wear jeans and a hoodie, do your hair. Put some makeup on. Like, do things to make it, like, you obviously want to feel comfortable. So don't do things that you're going to be walking around weird and you clearly don't want to be here. Find a way to just, I don't know, I feel so, like, weird saying this. But just, like, you need to be comfortable in your femininity for how that looks for you. And you need to find ways to express that. And if you really just are not a hair and makeup girl, you're going to live in hoodies forever and be tomboy, that's great. But just know that I don't think a lot of men like that.
Okay, real quick. Last word, Jessica, because I got to ask Priya a question before she leaves.
Oh, no, I think that being like friends with a lot of guys gives you a good perspective on what guys want also.
Oh, that's true.
So like exactly what Chelsea said. Feminize yourself a little bit more so that they're thinking a little less.
Cause they're like, look at the girls they're bringing around and the girls they like. And that's obviously what they're more attracted to. Unfortunately.
We found his baby footprints today.
Oh my God. And they're like half the size.
Yeah.
All right, we're back, guys. Pri had to step out. You know, just JJ's not here anymore. All right, so we got one more question for you guys so we can get these guys up out of here. All right, this is my dilemma. I'm a content creator. I talk about sports, pop culture, and music. I'm 28 and a female. The problem is I'm pretty, and when I walk into a room, nobody wants to take me seriously. They immediately dismiss me and think I'm just around for aesthetics. Or I can't do collabs with men because they all want to sleep with me. And it makes the situation awkward. Then when you're like, I don't want to sleep with you, I just want to collab, their ego is bruised and all of a sudden we can't work together and you're not invited to the parties or the events that either the host or partnered with. I just like your advice on how to navigate this problem.
That's a female. Dang, it sucks to be attractive.
I'm
just kidding.
Pretty privilege backfires.
It is frustrating to not be taken.
I did not even think about that. That's when pretty privilege backfires.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're not taken seriously. People think you're just there to be pretty. And it's hard to get ahead. And it's hard to be taken seriously.
I think there's a balance between being flirty and attractive and doing your business without rejecting dudes, because you can play the game and like be flirtatious, but you
shouldn't have to.
No, because I think that's terrible advice for a woman.
Yeah.
What is her content, though?
I agree, though.
Because that her being flirty.
What's her content?
I don't know.
Well, sports. She said pop culture, music.
But like, here's the thing: if she's flirty with the people she wants to work with, that would could put her in more situations of either danger or leading them on to think. Like for a woman, I think that's terrible advice.
Yeah.
I feel like she's probably. It sounds like she's respectful and professional and just says, hey, I'm just looking to collab. This isn't like a personal thing. And guys are fucking butthurt because they always, their egos get bruised.
Well, then maybe she should just accept that there's certain people that aren't gonna get their head straight with what she wants to do.
I wonder if
finding a manager or someone to help you.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good idea.
That's a great idea.
A really old dude.
Because then you're not putting yourself in the situation and you have someone else who's, you know, getting those
doing it
collaborations
there
for you and assisting you. So when you were like, we're not sleeping together, but like, I still want to collab, it's not really like you turning them down, it's somebody else turning them down, sort of makes it a little bit more professional too.
Yeah, when someone's coming, hey, I'm speaking for so-and-so.
Yeah.
She would like to work with you.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, that's really good advice.
Or even if you just have to pretend to be your manager for a little while.
Have like a friend or somebody, or like.
Yeah, I think that might help.
Alright, I think it's actually a great idea. I want to do one more real quick, and then we're going to close down for tonight. All right, my husband, who I've been married to for 4 years, gives me the notion that he's bisexual. I never saw any signs when we dated for 2 years, but lately, for the past 3 years, friends, family, sometimes random people ask if he's bisexual. On Instagram, he follows certain type of men. On Facebook, he's in a community of men that doesn't say gay, but 90% of the members are definitely gay. When we don't have sex, for whatever reason, he goes and pleasures himself in ways I don't see a straight man doing. And I don't know how to address it or talk to him about it. During sex, sometimes he wants me to do uncomfortable things that I think are crazy.